There's a version of your life that always begins next Monday. Next Monday, you'll wake up earlier. You'll exercise. You'll finally start writing that book, learning that language, fixing your finances, or applying for the job you spent 6 months convincing yourself you're not qualified for. Next Monday is remarkably productive. The problem is, you never actually live there. You live here. And here is usually less convenient. You're tired. The kitchen needs cleaning. Your phone is buzzing. Someone needs something from you. And suddenly, the hour you'd planned to spend changing your life has become 27 minutes before bedtime. So you postpone it. Not because you're lazy, because you've built a version of change that requires ideal conditions. Real change rarely looks like that. It happens when you read 5 pages instead of 50, when you walk for 15 minutes because an hour isn't possible, when you save $20 instead of waiting until you can save $200. These actions can feel almost embarrassingly small, but that's precisely why they work. A small action completed today has something your perfect plan for next Monday doesn't. It actually happened. You don't need to become a different person before you begin. Beginning is how you become that person. So stop asking yourself what you could accomplish under perfect circumstances. Ask a smaller question. What can I do with the life I have today? Then do that. Then tomorrow, do it again.